This is an executive summary of DST versus direct property ownership in a 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you sell investment real estate and complete a 1031 exchange, you face a choice about what kind of replacement property to acquire. The traditional path is direct ownership, buying another building you hold and manage yourself. An increasingly popular alternative is a Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, where you buy a fractional beneficial interest in professionally managed institutional real estate that qualifies as like-kind replacement property under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86. Both defer your capital gains tax. What separates them is everything else, whether you stay an active landlord or become a passive investor, how much management you take on, how diversified you are, how much control and liquidity you keep, and what minimum capital each requires. This guide compares DSTs and direct ownership as 1031 replacement property across active versus passive ownership, management burden, diversification and minimums, control and liquidity trade-offs, and which fits your goals. Note that DST interests are securities offered through a broker-dealer to accredited investors after a suitability review. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your advisor. The most fundamental difference between a DST and direct ownership as 1031 replacement property is whether you stay active or become passive. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.